Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, around 90. And Sunday night, mostly clear. Right now, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 22-year-old woman has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of her boyfriend in Kansas. Georgia Elizabeth Baez, who was convicted yesterday, was charged with second-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old Felix Flores of Manhattan, who was a Geary County correctional officer, but the jury convicted her of the lesser charge. The Manhattan Mercury reports Flores was shot in September of last year at a home he shared with Baez. She claimed they were joking around and pulled guns on each other when she accidentally shot him. A break-in at storage units in Wichita last year became a diplomatic security issue because two of the units broken into belonged to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. A Wichita police statement says the State Department sent a security officer to the Eastside Mini Storage last November to discuss the case with police. A State Department official said it is standard procedure to send an agent to investigate any incidents involving the secretary. Mid-America Network News.
Well, folks, if you're in the mood to grab a cold one at this year's Kansas State Fair, listen up, because Charlie's Place, featuring 23 different types of beer, has moved. That's right. Ice cold beer right next to Talbot Lake now. They're in a new location. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a beauty. It lets you enjoy a cold beer and the free entertainment on the Talbot Lake stage at the same time. Charlie's Place, the new location just on the east side of Talbot Lake at this year's Kansas State Fair. Come by and enjoy the shade under the tree, too.
Matthew Hall and Family Foods Concessions invites you to this year's Kansas State Fair. Check out the Flowering Onions booth. Deep-fried veggies, including broccoli, zucchini, cauliflower, and mushrooms. Deep-fried pickles and onion rings. And, oh, check out the deep-fried Oreos and funnel cakes. It's all at the Family Foods booth at this year's Kansas State Fair.
A new report is forecasting that Kansas farmers will harvest a record 816 million bushels of corn this year. The National Ag Statistics Service reported yesterday that the anticipated corn production, if realized, would be up 27% from a year ago. Kansas growers are expected to cut corn off 6 million acres, which is up 20% from last year. Average yields at 136 bushels per acre are also higher by 7 bushels from 1 year ago. Federal prosecutors have filed four cases seeking to keep more than $358,000 in suspected drug money recovered by Kansas officers in separate traffic stops on I-70 in August and September. The U.S. Attorney's Office filed the four cases involving the stops in Ellis, Ellsworth, Shawnee, and Wabunsee counties. In the most recent case filed this week, a trooper reportedly found $98,600 during a traffic stop in Ellis County. Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network.
Drop off the
bumper.
Kids, run.
Downpour.
To the bank, go to work, pick up.
Squirrel.
Kids, then go home. With Michelin tires, you'll be ready for the unexpected. And for a limited time, get up to $100 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new 18-inch or larger Michelin tires. Or $50 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin tires 17 inches and smaller.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today, 562-3471.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 9/19/19. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska prison officials say a 55-year-old inmate serving life for murder has died in a Lincoln prison while being treated for a medical condition. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said yesterday in a news release that Donald Waldner died Wednesday night at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln where he was being treated. Officials say his cause of death has not yet been determined. The Nebraska State Patrol says two traffic stops on I-80 in western Nebraska turned up more than 200 pounds of marijuana and other drugs. The first stop occurred Wednesday near North Platte. The second happened Wednesday evening near Lexington. Three people in the first traffic stop, all from New York State, were arrested on drug counts. The 50-year-old driver on Wednesday night from Fargo, North Dakota, was also arrested on various charges. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, LimaGrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homecoming is Friday for Marysville, Hanover, Axtell, and Centralia High Schools. MHS will host Clay Center. A parade downtown at 2 will run from 5th to 8th Streets, then south to Homer Hansen Stadium for a pep rally to follow. United Bank and Trust will host the annual homecoming tailgate party at the Marysville City Park Friday beginning at 5 with free food, prizes, the MHS band and cheerleaders, and Coach Dustin Hoyer on the KNDY Coach's Corner live from the City Park at 5:15. Queen candidates are Sammy Bartles, Rachel Holthouse, Grace Lauer, Nicole Moserino, and Mercedes Zetterman. King candidates are Noah Ackerman, Garen Shampoo, Bryce Dedamore, Brandon Schradel, and Storm Slupionic. Winners crowned during halftime activities Friday. Hanover Wildcats entertain Donovan West. A parade Friday at 2:30 from the school to the post office is planned, with coronation at 6 before the game. Queen candidates are McKenna Gentleman, Cassie Stahlbaumer, and Tegan Zebatriski, with King candidates Isaac Bruna, Jonah Weber, and Zachary Zarbanicki. Axtell Eagles are home to Blue Valley and will host Eagle Spirit Day Friday with a homecoming barbecue for students and families. A parade is planned at 1. Queen candidates are Kinsey Feldkamp, Taylor McClellan, Bree Porting, and Corey Schmelsley. King candidates are Derek Bussing, Quinn Bussing, J.J. Hart, and Clark Werner. Winners will be crowned at 6:30. Finally, the Centralia Panthers take on Riley County. A pep rally at the football field is planned at 2:30, with coronation at 6:30. Queen candidates are Kennedy Becker, Emma Holthouse, and Morgan Kramer, with King candidates Corbin Becker, Campbell Haverkamp, and Noah Quigley. Over 1,200 donations totaling well over $155,000 was raised Tuesday during the Give Engage event in Gage County. Proceeds raised will benefit some 40 nonprofit groups and organizations. Hiawatha USD 415 canceled all activities Thursday, noting a significant number of students affected by an undetermined pneumonia-like illness. High fever and a cough are primary symptoms, affecting mostly preteens ages 9 through 14. Patients seen at the local hospital have ranged from 9 to 32 years old. Classes are scheduled to continue, with those experiencing symptoms encouraged to stay home. The Fireman's Fall Fest, formerly Oktoberfest, is this Saturday in Blue Rapids. Hosted by the Blue Rapids Fire Department and Marshall County Arts Cooperative, proceeds go toward 4th of July fireworks scheduled with the Blue Rapids Sesquicentennial next year. The 7th annual fish fry begins at 5 with a free will donation. Taylor Klein kicks off the evening at 5, performing original songs from his debut album covering country, folk, and classic rock. Following, the rock band Rewind performs at 8:30. In addition to the fish fry and music, there will be free activities for kids, including a bounce house, all at the Marshall County Fairgrounds Saturday. For details, go to the Art Cooperative's website at marshallcountyarts.org. The Marshall County Extension Service, in cooperation with Paxton and Sheldon Vogt of Home, will host a tour of the Marshall County Soybean Plant Monday, September 16th at 6:30. Plant is located north of Home. Doug Jardine, Kansas State Extension plant pathologist and seed company representatives, will discuss various varieties, diseases, and production techniques. Reservations are requested by Friday at the Extension office, 562-3531. Soybean plot tour Monday evening, 6:30. River Valley Extension District will host County Farm Bill meetings during September, including Washington, Tuesday, September 17th. The local FSA office will provide information regarding the 2014 Farm Bill decisions, options under the 2018 Farm Bill, and details of sign-up. Public is welcome to this County Farm Bill meeting in Washington County Tuesday evening, September 17th at 6:30 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District office. Patsy R. Ratliff, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral services Saturday, 10:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patsy Ratliff. Leo Jim Schramm, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Saturday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10 a.m. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Leo Jim Schramm. William Anthony Bill Sandman, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bill Sandman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, a wheat roll, and cherries. Monday's menu, chicken, bacon, pasta, garlic bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
It's the United Bank and Trust Homecoming Tailgate Party this Friday. Before you watch the Bulldogs tame the Tigers of Clay Center, head on down to the City Park for some tailgating fun. There'll be free food and prizes, entertainment, and more. It all begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the low-pressure system that brought some showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest is now off to our east, and a high-pressure system has moved in, bringing us beautiful weather for this Friday. Mostly sunny skies. We'll see clear skies for tonight, continuing into tomorrow, but some areas across the central parts of the Midwest will see chances of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and into tomorrow night, as we have a quick moving low-pressure system that will move across the area. We are going to see a warm-up as we head into the weekend, even into the early parts of next week. We're going to see temperatures above average for this time of year. So looking at the forecast in our area, we're going to see dry weather for this Friday. Sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 80s. Wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, around 90. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 82. Record high on this date, 103 in 1956. The average low, 58. The record low, 41, set in 1959. Sunset this evening, 7:35. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03. Clear skies and 57 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
CJ Express is your back-to-school and tailgate headquarters. Sandwiches, chips, and drinks make lunchtime easy. And Bird Shack Chicken and Hunt Brothers Pizza for dinners on the go. If you're looking for a hot lunch, stop in for the beef and bean burrito. Football season brings the return of the spicy jalapeno popper bulldog pizza and the Chiefs game day special with 8 chicken tenders, 2 pizzas, and a 2-liter at CJ Express.
The injury bug bites the Yankees again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Panthers' offense mustered up just 4 field goals against the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston threw for 208 yards, and the Bucs flooded the end zone twice.
Play action fake sold by Winston. Throws toward the end zone. It is a caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Godwin's got a touchdown catch against Carolina.
On WFUS, 2014 the final. Panthers start 0-2 for the first time since 2013. Yankees swept the Tigers in their doubleheader, but lost Gary Sanchez, Edwin Encarnacion, and Jay Happ to injury in the process.
Optimistic, frankly, on all 3 of them, though, and just, you know, hope that, you know, the news we get back in New York and the treatment moving forward makes these things not long-term issues.
Yankees skipper Aaron Boone. College football, there's history between number 20 Washington State coach Mike Leach and Houston coach Dana Holgorsen. Leach was his offensive coordinator at Iowa Wesleyan almost 30 years ago. Now the pair face off for the first time tonight as head coaches.
I worked with him at Valdosta, and then, you know, he was on my first staff at Texas Tech and was there quite a few years. I know him real well.
Kickoff at 9:15 on ESPN. More NFL, the Jets and Browns don't square off until Monday night, but Browns receiver Odell Beckham Jr. shared his thoughts on Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams.
The only thing I'm buying is, you know, probably just got to watch out for the cheap shots and the dirty hits and all the things that he likes to teach. That's pretty much all we got to watch out for. Other than that, I expect the same. Too high safety. I don't expect much man-to-man. I don't expect none of that.
Williams was suspended in 2012 for a year for his role in the Bountygate scandal as the coordinator for the Saints. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold is out indefinitely with mononucleosis. Trevor Siemian will start in his place. He's 13-11 as an NFL starter. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
High school football, week 2 of a season, and 4 area teams host homecoming, including our broadcast features, Marysville hosting Clay Center and Hanover home to Donovan West. Other homecoming matchups, Axtell entertains Blue Valley Randolph and Centralia's host to Riley County. Valley Heights kicks off at Horton. Frankfort entertains Onega. Washington County's at Thunder Ridge. Lynn is home to St. John's Tipton. Diller O'Dell will host Lawrence Nelson. And Lewiston's at Walt Hill.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all times.
Thank you, and I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Report released by USDA yesterday lowered corn and soybean production. Then markets responded, closing 6 to 7 cents higher on corn and soybeans up to 30 cents on Thursday. The month's corn outlook reduced production, lower corn use for ethanol, and slightly higher ending stocks. Corn production forecast 13.799 billion bushels, down 102 million from last month on a lower yield forecast, and supplies were also lowered. The season average corn price unchanged, $3.60 a bushel. USDA is projecting soybean production 3.6 billion bushels, down 47 million on a lower yield forecast of 47.9 bushels per acre. Soybean supplies also down 2%. Ending stocks projected 640 million bushels, down 115 million from last month. Season average soybean price forecast $8.50 a bushel, up 10 cents. Wheat supply and demand outlook unchanged this month. Projected season average farm price $4.80 a bushel. That's down 20 cents. Agriculture groups celebrating the Waters of the U.S. repeal by the Trump administration as a victory. The rule greatly expanded the EPA's federal jurisdiction and scope of water bodies subject to the Clean Water Act. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts says the action to repeal and replace the 2015 WOTUS rule will alleviate regulatory burden on farmers and ranchers. The repeal reverts regulations to those before in place of 2015, while the Trump administration works to craft a new rule. Farm Bureau called the repeal a victory for farmers and ranchers. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says Farm Bureau will now work to ensure fair and reasonable substitute that protects the waters and the ability to work and care for the land. Last month, the U.S. District Court ruled the EPA must redraft the rule, stating the 2015 rule violated the Clean Water Act and procedures for enacting WOTUS were in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Tips back with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Trump administration Thursday afternoon signed repeal of the 2015 Waters of the United States rule, representing a big win for farmers and ranchers, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, says the repeal is a result of grassroots efforts by Farm Bureau members and others throughout agriculture.
This is a huge win for Farm Bureau. It's one that has taken almost 3 years of this administration to do. It is one that will ultimately lead to another step, being a new regulation that provides the kind of clarity that I think our members deserve, that I think the public deserves, but it also provides protections for water quality.
Parrish says the new rule withdraws the 2015 WOTUS rule.
What it means is we revert back to the rules that existed before 2015. The next step is to develop a rule that provides clarity and really draws a line on the landscape. On one side of the line, the waters are imported enough that the federal government should regulate. On the other side of that line, states should regulate.
Parrish says the new rule should take a common sense approach to regulating water.
There's a lot of things in place that are going to be protective of water quality, but we think it's going to be put into place in a commonsensical kind of fashion that allows farmers to continue to farm and improve the productivity of their land and do the kinds of things that it's going to take to pass farmland down from generation to generation.
That's Don Parrish, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, speaking on the Trump administration's signing repeal of the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule, representing to what he says a big win for farmers and ranchers. With your latest check of agricultural news here on this Friday morning, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iFlyAugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Are you a member of the Bickerson family? If so, you'll want to hear my guest who says,
"Stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home."
More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
There was something new this year at the Half Century of Progress show in Rantoul, Illinois. She was guest speaker Jolene Brown. Jolene married a farmer, and that was the topic of her morning session.
Holy crap, I married a farmer.
And the title of the afternoon session?
Stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home.
We talked to Jolene Brown just before the Rantoul show.
What I found out is during these, especially when we're financially stressed and all of the political world that's coming at us and Mother Nature, that we tend to take those problems back home. And all of a sudden, we've got more stuff happening within a family business that should not be happening. So what I hope to do and stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home is I want them to honor their family so much that they'll do the business right. And I'm going to share with them 10 things that tend to break up a business and cause fighting on the way to the funeral home. Because I had a call 2 weeks ago to come sit in an attorney's office while the family was going to hear the reading of Dad's will. The problem was each one of them brought their own attorney with them. So, we don't want to get to that stage. there's nothing better or worse than farming with family members. And what I know is that when we do it right, then you can sit together happily at a holiday table. And I am so eager to bring the real-life stories and to take them home and to have a chance to celebrate with them.
Jolene Brown says what's really important in creating a positive environment for communication is listening. Listening with sympathy and empathy.
Yes. We need to listen. We need to be the one who cares. And if we have the opportunity to be a ray of sunshine, to let them know they're not alone, that's so important. And you know, at this half century of progress, they bring family members, they see neighbors, they meet new friends, and that is exactly what we need, because this is not a journey to be traveled alone. When I look back at the number of emails and phone calls and conversations I have of people facing bankruptcy, foreclosure, fear, I've had some that I've been real concerned about, suicide, some scary calls. And so what I know is, don't take this lightly here. This is a tipping point for us, but it's a tipping point where we just might be their sunshine for that day, to let them know that there's things we can do together or resources to help you along the way. We first have to make sure we're looking in the mirror and taking care of ourselves. And then the family at our kitchen table. And then what about our neighbors? You know, I'll not forget when my youngest granddaughter was telling Grandma Great, who was 102, she said, you know, a lot of people, Grandma, don't even know their neighbors. And she said, well, whose fault is that?
Speaker Jolene Brown, a big hit at the Half Century of Progress show. You can read more about her at jolenebrown.com. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 57 with sunshine, mild, very pleasant today, highs around 80. Should be a great night for high school football.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Hunter Dozier hit a tie-breaking three-run home run in the sixth. George Soler had his third homer in 2 days, and the Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3 yesterday. Whit Merrifield walked and Soler singled off Chicago starter Lucas Giolito in the decisive inning. Then Dozier drove in a 1-2 pitch into left field bleachers for a 5-2 lead. The homer spoiled a record performance by Giolito, who set a team mark with 8 consecutive strikeouts. The Royals announced today that the club has claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off outright waivers from the Chicago Cubs. Rosario will report to the Major League Club to make room on the 40-man roster. The club has recalled infielder Kevin Gutierrez and placed him on the 60-day injured list with a right toe fracture. The 25-year-old Rosario made 13 relief appearances with the Cubs this season. Mid-America Network Sports.
A complete list of the day's activities are on. Marysville Bulldogs entertain Clay Setter, week two of the high school season Friday. Marysville took Chapman in the season opener while Clay Setter dispatched Abilene. Bulldog coach Dustin Hoyer talked about Marysville's slow start versus Chapman, but a strong finish.
Probably the most important thing was, as the game went on, I think our kids really kind of locked in. I really think that maybe the kids needed some difficult things to happen early in the game for them to understand that Chapman was going to be a pretty good team and that they were good at what they do. And I was really proud of our kids responding throughout the game. Every time that we needed to make a play or we needed to respond after Chapman made a play, I thought that our kids fought through some adversity pretty well and they made some adjustments and they were coachable, and it helped us kind of change the outcome through the second half.
Hoyer expects good things from the Clay Setter Ball Club.
I think we're going to have a team that's going to come in and play us with some confidence, especially after a big win against Abilene last week. They'll be much improved. I think that they'll be, you know, just like every school in the NCKL, I think they've probably got us marked as one of the ones that they really want to get after, so I'm sure we'll get a great effort from them.
We'll visit with Dustin Hoyer live from the City Park at the tailgate party this evening about 5:15. He'll be our guest on the Coach's Corner at 5:30. and on pregame show at 6:45. His brother Matt Hoyer will lead the Hanover Wildcats into week two of the season. Hanover has a tilt with Donovan West. Head coach Matt Hoyer.
Once you get into that actual competition mode, there's a lot of little things that, you know, rear their little ugly heads. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've focused on is looking at being a little more assignment sound, being a little more disciplined, and probably doing a little fundamentals a little bit better than we have. You know, a lot of that comes with experience, and a lot of that comes with a little bit of the season. It doesn't always come overnight, and it sure doesn't always come in the first week. So, you know, it definitely gives us some ground to work on, and it's given us some different things that we need to make sure we focus on.
High school football, week two of a season, and four area teams host homecoming, including our broadcast features, Marysville, hosting Clay Center, and Hanover home to Donovan West. Other homecoming matchups, Axtell entertains Blue Valley Randolph, and Centralia's host to Riley County. Valley Heights kicks off at Horton, Frankfort entertains Onega, Washington County's at Thunder Ridge, Lynn is home to St. John's Tipton, Diller O'Dell will host Lawrence Nelson, and Lewiston's at Walt Hill. Friday night broadcast begins with the Cape Preps pregame show at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, and pregame at 6:45 with Marysville versus Clay Center live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover Donovan West live on FM 95.5. All of our games on air, online, and on our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks at Boston College for a 6:30 kickoff Friday. Kansas State Wildcats Saturday at Mississippi State. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Pre-game coverage begins at 9.
If you have a Friday the 13th phobia, it's time to stop focusing on the negative. Plenty of good stuff has happened on this day. We're looking at those on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal services.